With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has signed an executive order that would have new tariffs on a wide swath of U.S. trading partners go into effect in 7 days, the next step in his trade agenda that will test the global economy and alliances.
The order follows a series of tariff-related activities as the White House reached agreements with various nations. Mr. Trump also announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico, keeping the current 25% tariff rates. The tariffs aim to address trade imbalances and issues like fentanyl trafficking.
The tariffs are set to take effect Friday, with countries notified of their rates. Trump has reached deals with South Korea, the European Union, Japan, and others. Vaccination rates for small children are down.
U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates inched down again last year, and the proportion of children with exemptions rose to a new all-time high of 4.1%, up from 3.3% the year before. It's the third record-breaking year in a row for the exemption rate. The vast majority are parents avoiding shots for non-medical reasons. Public health officials focus on vaccination rates for kindergartners because schools can be called for germs and launching pads for community outbreaks. Currently, the U.S. is experiencing its worst year for measles spread in more than 3 decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Storms are lashing the East Coast from Virginia to Connecticut, flooding roadways and delaying flights from Boston to Washington, D.C. Social media posts show vehicles stranded in pockets of high water and water pouring over a train in Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 330 points, the NASDAQ dropped 7, the S&P declined 23. This is SRN News. A bit of historical irony at a Tennessee courthouse.
This year marks the 100-year anniversary of the Scopes Monkey Trial, where a local teacher in Ray County was tried for teaching his students about the theory of evolution. Historians point to the event as the day evolution got its foot in the door and eventually helped push Christianity out of the public schools. But an atheist group celebrating the trial with a visit to the historic Ray County Courthouse this month were confronted by a large plaque bearing the Ten Commandments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In its effort to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration provided the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's the landmark 1978 federal statute governing the Olympic movement. Legal expert Jill Pilgrim calls the Trump guidance a well-thought-out, well-reasoned set of arguments. This is SRN News. Canada has announced it will conditionally recognize a Palestinian state in September. BBC correspondent David Willis reports.
Citing the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank and what he called Israel's ongoing failure to prevent a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, Mark Carney said the possibility of a two-state solution was being eroded before our eyes. Canada's announcement follows similar declarations by France and the UK, although Mr. Carney said it was predicated on the Palestinian Authority holding elections in which Hamas was not a part.
A California judge is extending migrant status protections ended by the Trump administration for more than 60,000 people from Central America and Nepal. The order came Thursday by U.S. District Judge Trina Thompson in San Francisco. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.